This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week. It is an all-players edition of the show as we take a look at a top WHL rookie in Prince Albert Raiders defenseman Dax Rudolph, a top draft eligible player for the 2025 NHL Draft, Jackson Smith of the Tri-City Americans, and the Tempo WHL Player of the Week, longtime veteran of the Vancouver Giants, their captain, Mazden Leslie. All three are coming up in moments. First up, it wasn't that long ago when Bedard Mania was sweeping across Western Canada. A flashback to February of 2023, Connor Bedard and his Regina Pats were the hottest ticket in town.
Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, Alberta, the scene of one of the most highly anticipated junior hockey games ever. Connor Bedard and the Regina Pats make their final stop in Calgary in the regular season.
Brad Curl on the call with the Calgary Hitmen. Connor Bedard, the first overall pick in the 2023 NHL draft, was back in familiar territory with the Chicago Blackhawks this past week. The WHL's Cammy Koepke caught up with him. He was back in Calgary at the Dome as the Blackhawks did a short Western Canadian tour.
It's always fun when we, you know, have a game at kind of a rink I've already played at in junior. You just kind of think about it. I remember the first time we went to Saddledome in Edmonton. It's just like coolest thing ever. You know, you're on an NHL rink, so it's fun to look back and kind of remember that stuff.
Oh, Bedard, the Fort Broncos Memorial Trophy winner for WHL Player of the Year in 2022-2023, remembers some great times in the WHL.
Super close to a lot of guys that were on my team, and it's fun to kind of look back, and we just had such a good group, and for all of us to get to, enjoy it and go to every rink and it be sold out, and, our rink at home being sold out and just having those experiences, it was so much fun, and, we were all pretty grateful for it.
That late season tour for the Pats brought the fans out. Sellout crowd in Calgary with over 17,000 fans taking in the game.
Definitely the most people that, I've had at a game or, our team had, so I remember we were anticipating a lot. We had kind of heard before we were going on the road that tickets were selling pretty good, so we were looking forward to that, and it was a lot of fun.
Now Bedard scored the Pats' first goal, and the game would head to a shootout tied 5-5 through overtime and regulation, and Bedard wouldn't disappoint.
Scoreless in the shootout so far. He'll come in, backhand, forehand, scores! Regina leads.
That goal would stand up as the shootout winner in a Regina 6-5 victory.
Being from Western Canada and just seeing how many guys came out of that league, and hearing everything about it, how good of a development league it was, and just the competition.
Bedard, fresh off his NHL rookie season, where he led all rookies in scoring with 61 points. Despite missing 14 games with injury, he would go on to win the Calder Trophy as the NHL's Rookie of the Year.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Tri-City American 17-year-old defenseman Jackson Smith is projected as a potential first-round pick in the upcoming 2025 NHL draft. The big 6'3" defenseman from Calgary is off to a good start with the Americans in Kennewick. I spoke with him.
First of all, I'll ask you about your season here in Tri so far, and played a ton as a 16-year-old. Jackson's got to feel nice and comfortable to get some big minutes now as a 17.
Yeah, for sure. Our team's doing well so far. Last night was a big win for us. We needed that. But yeah, it's been great. 16 year was a great year, very welcoming, and yeah, I did get a lot of minutes, which was awesome. And then this year coming in, I know I've got an even bigger role and I got to step up to it, but I feel like I've been playing well so far.
Jackson, when was the last time you scored an overtime winner, if you can think back to your youth days there?
Oh, I'm not even sure. I think, in U18 at Edge, I scored against Prairie in overtime. That was fun as well, but this was better.
All right, you got some experience on that front. Jackson, I mentioned the draft year, and I know that can get a lot of focus here. It's tough because, you're focused on the team, but you also know there's this individual draft that comes up here. So how do you balance the two when all these rankings start coming out and you see your name kind of plastered there?
Yeah, for sure. I know it's tough, but team success is personal success. So when the team does well, that means you're probably doing well too. So as the team can do better, then you're doing better. So just worry about the team, and then your individual stats will come as well with that.
I know it's tough because there's so many scouting services. Everybody seems to have one, and you know they have you pegged here and they have you pegged there, and you probably can't help but you know take a look at some of this stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, you can't help but to just show up on your feed too, and you know you look through, and some you're on, some you're not, some you're high, some you aren't. So you know, I just try not to look too into it. You know, it's really early in the season too, so I got no clue. But I'm just focused on the team right now.
You know, you are 17. You're a bigger frame kid, and this league's tough, right? This is a bigger league. It's a tough league to play in. I mentioned you got a lot of experience at 16 already here, but how comfortable are you in the league at 17 with players? You know, sometimes you know 3 years older than you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very comfortable. You know, I know my skills. I'm a confident player out there. I can skate with the best of them, and yeah, I'm bigger as well, so that helps a lot. And yeah, I play with confidence every night, so. I know that I can compete with any of these guys no matter how old they are, so yeah.
Your dad played in the league as well. In fact, he played 15 games in Tri-City, I believe, as well. He's maybe more known for the Swift Current Broncos where he won a Memorial Cup. Now, he was a forward. You're a defenseman, but I'm sure you know there are some correlations with the league and when he played. What kind of things do you guys talk about?
Yeah, I mean, he was forward, and then he switched to D-man after they said that they needed somebody to go play D, so he switched. But, you know, he's been my coach since I was young, and he's always been hard on me, but you know, he gives me great advice, and you know, he makes sure that I stay confident in my game and just play my game and be who I am, and then I'll get the success that I want.
Does he talk about the good old days? You know, he won a Memorial Cup. Tim Tisdale deflected home the winner in Saskatoon in '89. Does he break out the tape now and then?
Yeah, I mean, he talks about it a bit, and he talks about how fun of a time it was playing in the WHL. And I've worn his ring a couple times that he got. It's a pretty cool ring, and he brings it out quite a few times. So it's cool to look at, and hopefully we can try to get one of those. That'd be pretty sweet.
All right, finally, Jackson, let's talk back about your team here, the Americans. You missed the playoffs last year. It looks like on the Western side, it's going to be a grind again this season with 11 teams on this side. What do you guys need to do to you know, be in the playoff mix here? We're early in the season for sure here, but there has to be some things you're thinking about getting back in the playoffs and having some success.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last year was tough not making the playoffs. That was really hard. But this year, I think we're a big, strong, fast team, and I think we're a very good playoff team. We just need to get there, and I think if we focus on you know, being quick, winning at the lines, getting it deep, and working defenses, I feel like we can compete with anybody and hopefully make a push for the playoffs. And then in the playoffs, I feel like we'd be a very good playoff team.
Okay, I agree with that, Jackson. Appreciate this, and good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
15 WHL players will represent Canada, split across two teams at the upcoming 2024 U17 World Challenge. It's set for November 3rd to the 9th in Sarnia, Ontario. 10 WHL clubs will feature at least one player at the 2024 U17 World Challenge. The Brandon Wheat Kings, Medicine Hat Tigers, Prince Albert Raiders, Spokane Chiefs, and Vancouver Giants will all be represented by two players, while the Edmonton Oil Kings, Everett Silvertips, Prince George Cougars, Tri-City Americans, and the Victoria Royals will be represented by one player, and set to make his debut for Canada as a member of Team Red on the international stage is exceptional status defenseman Landon DuPont of the Everett Silvertips. The 15-year-old Calgary native is off to a strong start in his WHL career, being named the WHL Rookie of the Week back on October 1st, collecting 11 points in 7 games. DuPont selected by the Silvertips with the first overall pick in the 2024 WHL process. Prospects draft. The WHL features one of their strongest crops of 16-year-old talent in recent memory. The first overall pick in the 2023 WHL Prospects Draft, Dax Rudolph of the Prince Albert Raiders, is in the midst of the club's BC road trip, and that's where I caught up with him.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, good for the guys to get together as a group. We're always together on the road, obviously, on the bus and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been fun. Started off in Prince George. Nice rink there, good team. Had a battle of a game against them, just ended up on the wrong side of it. And then, yeah, Kelowna yesterday was another good rink, good team over there. I thought it was a pretty good game, just kind of snuck away from us there in the third. Looking forward to tonight against Kamloops, and then Vancouver and Victoria to end things off in BC.
How tough is it to play as a 16-year-old in this league? You have a handful of games now, and maybe you don't know the answer to this question quite yet, but what are you seeing here? You know, this is, you're used to being, you know, the number one guy, and now there's older players than you and some real talent. What's it like as a guy coming in?
Yeah, it's different than U18 for sure. I mean, like you said, every player coming to this league has been the guy their whole life, and when you hit this level, it's not that way all the time, and it's different for sure. I mean, the pace is a lot higher, the physicality is a lot more intense, and the games, obviously there's a lot more games, so the schedule's a bit tougher as well. I'm lucky to share my 16-year-old year with a couple other fellow 16-year-olds on our team, and it's been great to go through it with them, and the older guys have been unbelievable, so it's definitely different than U18, but I don't think it's anything we can't handle, and we've all enjoyed it so far, so we're looking forward to continue the season.
There's some great 16-year-olds in the league this year, and we're seeing that. You mentioned three first-rounders on this team. You got four overall. When you look at the defenseman that you want to be, when you were young, who did you emulate? You're from Lacombe. I'm going to say maybe there's an Alberta defenseman or a Flame or an Oiler, but who is it for you, Dax?
Growing up, I think I loved watching the Canucks. My dad was a Canucks fan, so like really young, it was Bieksa, but nothing. That's before I was really watching it. But now, like for the past few years now, I started to watch like Drew Doughty and Adam Fox. I think are the two guys that I like watching a lot. I mean, obviously Makar's out there, but I wouldn't say we're really comparable play styles. But yeah, those guys are awesome to watch.
Coming up in November, you're going to get a chance to wear the Maple Leaf again. You're headed off to the U17 World Challenge in Sarnia. What are you most looking forward to at that event?
I think just meeting all the guys across the country is always awesome. I think any time you can wear the Maple Leaf, it's truly an honor and something you look forward to, super exciting news. I'd say just the competition around the world and meeting the guys from around the country would be probably the thing I'm looking forward to most, and then obviously competing at such a high level is going to be awesome as well. So hopefully we have some success and maybe bring home a gold medal.
Hey, it's almost old hat for you. I mean, you represented Canada at the World Youth Olympics. You were in South Korea. You were the captain of that team here. So, you know, Hockey Canada is always a thing that, you know, players strive for, the World Juniors and things like that. Like, how much is in the radar is that for you to represent Canada and eventually maybe hopefully one day wear the Maple Leaf at the World Juniors?
Yeah, that's definitely a dream of mine, and it has been for a while. I think every Christmas, every kid in Canada who plays hockey turns on the World Juniors and watches Canada. So it's definitely a big tournament. I think every Western and Canadian kid looks forward to playing in. And, I hope that opportunity comes for me one day. But I take it step by step. I'm super grateful to represent Canada at U17 and kind of keep going in the Hockey Canada journey.
Dax, we'll watch your development. It's great to have you throughout West and get a chance to see some new buildings and things like that. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL this week.
Yes, thank you for having me.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Vancouver Giants captain Mazden Leslie is the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Giants, Nathan Cantor, caught up with Leslie, fresh off the team's Central Division road swing.
Maz, one goal, six assists in the road trip for the Vancouver Giants. I know team maybe wanted a little more success going 2-3, but you yourself on this road trip, what was working for you personally?
I just felt good. I mean, I think our team, I think we were pretty much in almost every game, so I think that helped me. I think obviously playing with Ryan Lynn, I think helps too, like being offensive on the blue line, and then we break pucks out pretty quick, so I think that helps being in the ozone, I think, more.
Talk a little bit more about Lynn in a second, playing with the 16-year-old rookie. First off, though, you started, or I guess the second game of the trip, a four-point game for you in Red Deer, which you have done before, but you got, you know, that first period. You got a couple points early on, the power play's clicking. When you yourself, though, get a couple points early in a game, you know, does that change for you? Does it change in how you play when you get a couple early?
I think it gives you a little bit more confidence. I think you like to get a mic, I think, early. I mean, it gives you confidence to kind of do more with the puck and make those plays. And obviously, if you're getting a couple points early, you probably have to lead too. So I think that definitely helps just playing with the lead and going from there.
In terms of a team approach to the game, what's different for this team this season and how you guys want to play?
I think we want the puck back. I think we're not sitting back waiting for the other teams to give it to us. I think we're attacking and trying to get it back ourselves, and then I think that obviously leads to more offense, even though it starts in the D zone. I think it just leads to more offense getting the puck back.
Earlier this season, of course, you were named captain of the Vancouver Giants. What did that honor mean to you?
It's nice. I think I've been here for a long time, so playing with a lot of the captains. I mean, starting with Alex Kennick-Liepert in the bubble, I think it's been cool playing for so many different captains, and I think it's just a huge honor that I obviously want to follow up with.
In terms of your play on the ice, you talked about that O-zone and playing with Ryan Lynn. Are you playing any different this season? You mentioned the experience over 200 games. Is there any parts of your game that maybe you're more confident in or trying new things? Like, what's different?
I think it's pretty similar. I mean, I think just kind of trying to play better two ways, I think. And then obviously playing with Leonard, he's good offensively too. So I think that kind of helps both of us. I mean, reading each other off the line, and we know if we give the other guy the puck, he's going to do something good with it. So I think it kind of just helps confidence-wise having a guy like that with me.
So I guess given that, does it give you more – playing with Lynn in terms of him helping you, does that mean you guys can maybe together extend more offensive zone plays? Is that kind of the goal?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, just even walking across the blue line and stuff like that, just the other guy, if he falls over a cop, it kind of just helps you with support and everything. You're not just sitting on an island. So I think having a guy that knows when to do that, and I think it helps just both of us having that guy who can knows what the other guy's going to do, and we kind of just read off each other.
Is there anything that surprises you the most about his game, given that he's only 16 years old? Like, any part of his game that you're kind of like, wow?
I think there's a lot. I think he's obviously just a – he can kind of do everything. I think he's pretty fast. I mean, he doesn't look like the fastest guy out there, but he's sneakily fast. I think he – even on, like, surfing up on guys and gap control, I think he's been pretty good. So I think that's huge, too, getting the puck back so we don't have to extend D-zone shifts.
Talking here with the Tempo WHL Player of the Week, Mazen Leslie. Just a couple more for you. The power play for the Giants, very, very hot. What's working on the man advantage?
I think we have two different units that are both clicking. I think we have it's hard for other teams to pre-scout because we have two different looks that are, I would say, kind of completely different, I think. So I think that helps kind of giving the team two different looks, and they don't know really what to look at first. And then I think obviously we're just moving the puck around, we're getting it back, and then we're attacking the net. So I think that's the main thing for us, is just attacking and not sitting back waiting.
The team's ability to score has been very clear early on. How is the team doing it, over four goals per game for the Giants?
I think it's, like I said before, I think it starts in the O-zone. I think being more aggressive with it and getting the puck back and not sitting in our O-zone for 45 seconds at a time. I think getting out there and, I mean, probably trying to get out in, like, at least 7 seconds. So I think that's the nice part, just getting the puck back faster. And, I mean, obviously that leads to more time on other parts of the ice.
A boost this week, Jaden Lipinski returned to the Vancouver Giants. How will he help this team?
I think it's obviously going to be a little tough for him coming back here from a pro. So I think he's going to be – it's obviously going to take a little adjusting for him. But I think him coming in, I think he's obviously – was one of our leading scorers last year. I think he's going to help offensively, and then on the kill, he wins a lot of faceoffs too. So I think that's something it's going to be good having back, and I think that's going to help us in the long run.
Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to thank Cammie Koepke with the WHL for her help, as well as Nathan Cantor in Vancouver. Thanks a lot. I'm John Keane. Have a great weekend.